Hello, hello. It is Michelle PW, Michelle Perez-Owasik, your expert on love-based copy, love-based marketing, and of course, love-based goals. And welcome to the 90-day love-based goals circle. This is some initial training to get you started on crafting your goals. So to give you a little bit of an idea of how this works, I have divided this up into two trainings to train you on the actual goals piece of this. So this is kind of like the nuts and bolts on how to create your love-based goals is in this training. There's a second training that is going to cover the emotions, the mindset around your goals, because I believe that this is a very overlooked piece of goal setting, which is many times when we start working on our goals, our fear-based emotions start to rise up. Our subconscious throws up some blocks, our ego gets worried, our inner critic chimes in, and we just stop because the emotions are just too much. We have stories in our head of what it all means. We don't want to feel those emotions, so we stop working on them. And I think that's, and then we get frustrated because we don't know why it doesn't happen. No matter what we put out there or how much we feel like we're working on it, or it's just not getting done. And that's because we're not actually taking action. We might be thinking about it, but these emotions and inner critic and everything else is actually blocking us from taking consistent action so we can see our goals come true. So that will be the second audio. And then I've got additional audios, one for the writing track and then one for the entrepreneurial track. So that is what you will have for these initial audios to get you ready for the January 3rd kickoff call, which is when we all officially start the 90-day love-based goal circle. Okay, so let's jump right in to the love-based goals training, which is in this training, which is what is a love-based goal, and then how can you figure out what your love-based goals are, and then how can you actually break them out into doable action steps to make it easy for you to calendar, because it's one of the things that I want to make clear to you is that as much as possible, I would love it if you could take daily steps toward your goals. So daily 15-minute, even if it's as little as 15 minutes, just little 15-minute actions towards your goals. And obviously, if you can do more, that's great, but you don't have to do more. Part of the reason why I want to keep it at 15 minutes is because I want to make this a very doable time chunk that you can be building your business or writing your book around 15 minutes chunks. But you just do it consistently, you do it every day, and over time, eventually, you are going to start seeing results. Okay, so what are your love-based goals? Your love-based goals, I define them as they are whispers from your soul. So what I mean by that is your soul knows the person that you are, that you're supposed to be, that you are going to evolve, the evolved highest level of you. And in order for you to become that highest level of you, your soul has brought out like these, they're the carrots, they're the rewards, your love-based goals. So as you move towards those goals and you to make those goals come true, you will naturally, you need to become that person. So you need to evolve into the person that will actually create those love-based goals. So for instance, if your goal is to become a published author, then that is part of your identity as a published author. And everything that it takes to become a published author is going to lead to becoming a higher, more evolved level of yourself. Same as becoming like a six-figure entrepreneur. All the personal lessons and journeys that you go on to evolve will do that. So that is the carrot. So for you to have the identity as a published author or a six-figure entrepreneur, you actually will then become a published author or have a six-figure business. So you see how that all works? So that is how your identity kind of ties into this. The other thing is that I want these to be your true goals. So that's another thing that I want you to be aware of. I really don't want these to be should goals or auto goals or feel like you're responsible or they're your duty. Typically goals like that, those should goals, are goals that are your parents have, you know, like maybe you feel like your parents have installed in you despite what you felt like you wanted to do or didn't want to do, or maybe it's society or maybe it's culture. So whatever it is, if there's a lot of heaviness around it or a lot of like, oh, I got to do this, you know, the goal itself may not be your goal. It may be a should goal. So that's part of the reason why I want to start with this first exercise, because this first exercise is going to start to get clear if this is your, if these are your perfect goals, your true goals, your love-based goals, or are these should goals. So make sure you download the worksheets that go with this. And we're going to start with the first exercise, which is define your perfect day. So what I want you to do is I want this exercise to be a lot of fun. I want you to really have fun writing about your perfect day, just really living into it and just really feeling it. Now, I want this to be your perfect work day. I don't want this to be your perfect day, vacation day, where you spend your day is spent on the beach drinking Mai Tais. While that may very well be a perfect day, this is a perfect work day. So let's start there. So what would your day look like when you are doing precisely what it is that you love to do and you feel like that it loves you back? And I want you to describe everything, not just what your business or your career or your book writing or whatever that is, but also what are you doing for health? What are you, you know, do you have time carved out for yourself? What about your family? What are you eating? Where are you living? So all of that is important and important pieces of this, because this is all part of there are going to be clues in this that you're going to be able to then pull out to be your love-based goals that we're going to start to work on. So I have questions in here. You can read the description, and then I have some questions in here to kind of, you know, prime the pump and get you thinking. And, you know, take as long at this as you want and have it be fun. Like I said, this should be a fun, enjoyable exercise. If it's not fun and enjoyable, you might be stuck in shoulds. So see, you know, I want you really to describe what it would look like if you were having fun and you were really loving what it is that you were doing. Okay, so then once you've done that, now I want you to create your perfect day goals list out of that. So go through that day and now find the goals that you need that would naturally need to happen for you to live your perfect day. So for instance, if your perfect day is you would be a published author, chances are you would have time to write in your perfect day. So that would be part of it. If you don't necessarily enjoy writing, but you want to be a published author, that's okay too. Then at that point that, you know, there's another way to, you know, there might be some other reasons why you have a business, or maybe you're creating the book in such a way that you are not sitting down writing it. Maybe the day that it's being created in such a way that you are enjoying the process. If your perfect day is your business and you describe like how your business is going, so again, that's a perfect clue. You know, do you have to start your business? Do you have to change your business model? Do you have to do something different about your business so that you really love your business and you are doing precisely the work that you love doing most of the time? Now, again, you know, just because we're living our love-based goals and we're living our perfect day, there are going to be things that we're going to end up doing, like taxes is a good one. I don't know anybody who likes to do taxes, but, you know, taxes is kind of one of those things that you have to do if you have a business. So, and you just have to. So, but you love having a business, but every, you know, once a year you need to screw around with taxes. So you are going to have to do things that you don't like, and you don't want to do, but overall what you want to do is most of the time you are doing precisely what you love and you are creating something that you love and are excited about and that you know that you're meant to do. So that's kind of part of what we're doing here. So pull out your the perfect day goals from your perfect day. So So do that as next. And then once we've done that, so now we've got a set of perfect, you've got your perfect love-based goals. So from there, we are going to actually, I want you to break them down into more doable, smaller chunks that you can fit in 15 minutes a day, or, if you can only do it once a week, then, I mean, I guess then we'll just do it once a week, but you know, the problem once a week is you don't get as much momentum. So that's why even if it was 15 minutes a day is better than trying to do it like 2 hours on Friday or an hour on Friday, because you lose something when you're only doing it once a week. So that's why, you know, as much as possible to chunk it down into bite-sized bits so that you know precisely what you're working on. And the other reason why you want to do this is because then there's no question. So then you don't have to sit and wonder, what do I do? So if you have this, if you have this thing like I want to have a six-figure business, but you have no action steps as to how to create that six-figure business, like what are you doing next, and you don't know what you're going to work on for your 15 minutes a day. So that's what we're doing here, is we are creating the action steps around that so that you can start, you'll know what you're supposed to work on every day. So I have three approaches here. So one of them is the post-it note. You can pick one. You don't have to do all three. So one of them is post-it notes. So you kind of brainstorm all the different things all the different steps, and they don't have to be necessarily in any order. That's why they're post-it notes. So you just put one step on a post-it note, and then after you do all that, you can actually put the post-it notes in order. You can also reverse engineer it. So you put down what the result is, and then you back it up into steps. So you start with the end in mind, and then you reverse engineer it so that you get the different steps involved. So again, you know what you're supposed to work on. And you can also create a system. So for instance, you know, for writing, obviously if you're going to become a writer, then you need to have like a daily writing practice or a daily something where you're either creating content in such a way, like either audio or writing, so you're working towards getting your book done. You also may, you know, for being an entrepreneur, I'm going to in the entrepreneur section, I will talk about some daily or it doesn't have to be regular or daily, but some systems that you need to create around bringing prospects in and then selling those prospects, that you need to be constantly working on a consistent, if not every day, then on a regular basis, so you can keep moving towards your goals. So you're going to know precisely what, so you're going to have a precise a system around building your list, or a system around selling, selling to your list of prospects, so that you have a constant flow of prospects coming in the door that you can sell them. So, and then you're constantly seeing the cash infusion coming in on a regular basis. So that's what. So a system is great, because then the nice thing about systems, Scott Adams is the first person that I saw talk about a system in his book, How to Fail at Almost Anything. And the system, and part of why he said it worked, and I think there's something to that, is because you work your system, and then you feel good because you work the system. So instead of getting so focused on the fact that you're not at six figures yet in your business, or your book isn't done yet, all you're focusing on is, okay, well, I wrote 15 minutes a day. I did 15 minutes of creating a blog post, you know, whatever it is that is your system. And you can say that you've done it, and then you can feel good because you have worked the system. So the reward and feeling good comes from working the system. It doesn't come from, you're not focused on the end goal, which, because the end goal isn't here yet, you just feel like a loser because you haven't gotten there yet. So it gives you a way to feel good every day. So you're going to feel good about continuing the system. Okay, so that is how we're going to get started with the goals. So that is the beginning of the training. And then remember to go in part two, which is about the emotions that are going to come up as you work on these goals. So make sure you listen to that. And then, of course, we have the two writer's tracks as well. And then, you know, if you don't have the Love Based Goals book, and you want to get into any of this in more detail, like you want to read this, you know, you may want to take a, you know, look at the chapters and take a look at the book as well. I know I process really well reading, and that could help as well with when you're going through through this information to create your goals. All right, so that is step one, and I will see you on step two.